The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Gittin Daf Yud Zayin. We are 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Te Zayin Omid Beis. So yesterday we spoke a little bit about Hilchas Netilas Yadayim. Came into the daf and we went through some of the interesting halacha. One of the things mentioned with regards to halacha l'maisa was what's the sheer mayim? How much water do you have when you go to wash your hands for Netilas Yadayim? Whether it's Negel Vasa in the morning, whether it's before you're going to eat bread, where the halacha is that you have to wash your hands. So we saw the sheer as a revius. We also saw Chiddush. It's the first Mishnah, Masechtas Yadayim, that two people can use the same revius. So as long as the cup before the first person washed his hands had in it a revius of Mayim, b'di'eved, two people would even be able to use that same revius to wash their respective hands. Stating that, we saw that the Mishnah Berurah brings that it's not lekatchila. Lekatchila, not only should one person use the whole revius, but he should have a revius for each one of his hands. We also saw that the Bir Halacha says that it could be the whole shaila of being meka with regards to revius is only according to the poskim that hold that the amount of your hand that you need to wash the Tilas Yadayim is up until your knuckles, which is a shita sarishayim, Rashi in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Tezvav Amid Beis. But according to most Rishonim who disagree with that, and the way he proves the halacha is you have to wash your entire hand, then there's no question you'd have to be a little bit more brait with your revius, and you would need a revius for yourself and the katchila, a revius for each one of your hands. But on top of all that, the Mishnah Berurah says that even that's b'di'evet, because as the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kufnun Ches of Katan Yud, based on a Loshen HaGemara, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, where Rav Chisda, who was very wealthy, and he attributed his wealth to the fact that when it came to Netilas Yadayim, he used to use a lot of water. He said because he was very brait with the water that he used for Netilas Yadayim, they gave him from Shemayim. They were very brait with him. They gave him a lot of money. So after the daf, Yaakov showed me something very interesting in the Shiurim from Meshulam David Alevi, from Abdovid Soloveitchik Shlita. He brings there from his grandfather, the Beis Alevi, he was very makbid when it came to Netilas Yadayim. He would use an excessive amount of water. Ad kidei kach, he says, the Beis Halevi was once staying in a hotel. So when he got his invoice, as he was checking out from the hotels, he looks at his invoice, and there was a line item that said the water that the Beis Halevi used for the Tilas Yadayim. For Omalei Beis Halevi, so the Beis Halevi turned to the innkeeper, and he told him, now he understands something that always bothered him in Chumash. In Parashas Chayisar, when Eliezer Eved Avram comes to Rivka, so the pasuk says, Vayiten teven umispoy legmalin, umayim lirchoitz ragla, viragli anoshim asherita. The Torah emphasizes that she took care of them, she even gave them water. So if it's orach beer, ma godless possession, no sank tzas mayim lirchoitz raglaim, she gave him some water. Water is not such a valuable commodity. Why was it such a big deal that the Torah had to emphasize that Rivka even gave them water? He says, now he understands. He says, because he sees there are certain innkeepers. You check into hotels sometimes and they charge you for water. Rivka was checking in, quote unquote, to Rivka's hotel, and still they would break with the water. He says, now he understands what it was. But then he brings something very interesting. He says, they once asked the Beis HaLevi, Madua hu kol kach makbid b'mitzvah zu? Why is he so makbid with this mitzvah? And the question was that the real takana of Netilas Yadayim was really for Truma. We just have a zecher of a zecher of a zecher, and it's for that reason that we wash our hands before we wash Amoitzi. But the Iker takana wasn't before you sit down to a pastrami on club, you should wash your hands. It was really a Truma diga halacha, as a geder for Truma. Today we don't even have Truma. So the real reason, the underlying siba for the whole takonas chachamim of Netilas Yadayim is no longer applicable. So the question was asked to the Beis HaLevi that why are you being so excessive over something that really isn't so relevant? So he said, I'll explain it to you with a mashal. He says, there was once somebody that was very wealthy and he built himself a beautiful mansion. And then slowly, slowly, he started losing his money. He came to the point where he had to sell his mansion. But there was one item that he had in his house, his door, which was a very exotic door that it came from some far out land that he refused to sell. And they asked him, why aren't you selling it? You could raise some money for it. Shouldn't you sell it? So he told him, Heshiv lohem, kol zman she'adayim yesh li asadelos ha-miyuchedes hazu, as long as I have this door, ha-dover mechiach she'yesh li emuna ba-kadosh baruch she'achso matzav ya-kodem. It's my way of showing that I believe that one day I'll be able to rebuild that mansion. I'm going to get my feet back, and I'm going to be able to once again rebuild my life. Avol emker gamis hadelos hazu, if I'm going to sell this door, ha-dover mechiach she'nisya'ashti legamri milachso matzav ya-rishon. And that would be my way of showing that I've given up hope. I'm miyayish, that there's no way I'm ever going to come back to where I was. We don't have anything. We don't have truma. We don't have kachim. We don't have tumah v'taira. We have one mitzvah, which is a zecher to what once upon a time was a mitzvah for the kehanim to eat truma. As long as we're medaktik in the tilos yadayim, zemarish yesh. It shows that we have hope. It's our way of showing that we're hopeful that one day the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. That's our aura number one. Aura number two is yesterday in the daf, we spoke a little bit about Tfilas Ezra. So what's Tfilas Ezra? Midai Raisa, a Balkari, someone that's Moitzi Zera, becomes Tomei. But his Tuma is limited to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. So because he's Tuma, he's not letting Kachim, he's not letting Truma, he's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. He's certainly allowed to learn Torah, he's allowed to daven, he's allowed to put on tefillin, he's allowed to do mitzvahs. There's no halacha midai raisa that a Balkari should not be allowed to do these things. Stating that Ezra HaSofer made a takana. The takana was that a Balkari is asur lilmoy Torah. He's not allowed to learn Torah. If he wants to learn Torah, he has to go to the mikvah. He goes to the mikvah, now he's not allowed to learn Torah. That takana, being that it was takana Ezra, is naturally only midrabanan. Why he made the takana? It's a sugya, mesachtes brachas, dafchal peiz, amar aleph. The Gemara over there gives two reasons. One reason the Gemara says is because Torah has to be learned be'ema, be'yira, be'ratzes uvezeya. Torah has to be learned with a certain level of kovid rosh. A balkari was moitzi zera because of kalus rosh. That's not the way Torah is supposed to be learned. Therefore, the balkari has to first go to the mikvah. Another reason the Gemara says, shalayu b'nei, Talmidei Chachamim mitzuyin eitzel nishoyseim kitarna goylam, was a good way of preventing the Talmidei Chachamim from being with their wives too often, because a Talmid Chacham learns Torah, and if after he's with his wife, he's going to have to go to the mikvah. Mikvahs weren't as accessible then as perhaps they are today. It was going to be a big deal. So it's for that reason Ezra made a takana that a balkari is asur lilmoy Torah before he tovels in the mikvah. But being that it's only a takana, it was only midrabanan, he made certain kulas as well. One of the kulas was is you don't need a kashra mikvah. So a kashra mikvah would have to be mei gishamim. Mayim she'uvim, which ordinarily is possible for a mikvah, is going to be kosher. Another kula, even if you don't go into mikvah, but somebody dumps on top of you, tisha kabim of mayim, nine kabim of mayim, that in itself is going to be fine as well. So what's the halacha l'maisa? Do you have to be makbid on what's known as Tfilas Ezra, or do you not have to be makbid on Tfilas Ezra? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses it in Erech Chaim, Simin Peches. I'll read to you the Lashon HaMechaber. Kol HaTmeim Koyrim B'Torah V'Koyrim Kriyashma V'Mispalin. Every Tomei is allowed to learn Torah. He's allowed to say Kriyashma. He could daven Chutz Mi Balkari. Shohitziyoy Ezra Mi Kol HaTmeim. Ezra singled out the Balkari V'Osroi Bein B'Divrei Torah Bein B'Kriyashma V'Tfila Ad She'yitvol Till He Toivos. Why? So the Mechaber brings one of the reasons mentioned in the Gemara Brachas. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, they were mevatel the takana. And they reinstated the original halacha, which is Sha'af Balkari Mutti B'Divrei Torah B'Kriyashma B'Tfila B'Loi Tfila U'B'Loi Rechitza T'Tishokabim V'Chein Pashat Aminik. So says the Shulchan Aruch, although Ezra made this takana, however, Achakach Botlu Oisa Takana. So the bottom line is, says the Mechaber, Din, you don't have to worry about it. And not just that, it's also the minik, the chen pashan minik. Stating that, Mishnah Brura says, when we call Maka, Misha Yirtzalinik Vilitpo, somebody that wants to be makbid on Tfilas Ezra, Tovoyol of Bracha. Tavel Abracha, it's a good thing. Meaning, sometimes you find that if somebody's machmir, it doesn't have to be machmir. It's called a hedya. We spoke about that in the daf not so long ago. Says the Mishnah Brura, that's not an example of that. To the contrary, Tavel Abracha. Then the Mishnah Brura says, however, v'dafka ma'yideza lo yavriz man kriyishma v'tfilo. Someone's going to go to the mikvah, and because of that, he's going to miss man kriyishma v'tfilo. V'efshar dafilo ma'yideza yisbatul tfilo b'tzibor, and maybe even for tfilo b'tzibor, gamkin ein nochin lahachmir b'zeh. It's interesting, the Berhetev quotes a Rambam. Rambam Kosav, Shemiyomav Loibitel Tfilazu. That the Rambam himself wrote on himself that he was never Mevato Tfilas Ezra. So although the Mechaber says very clearly, Bitlu Oysa Takono, the Chei Poshet Aminik, which Shabru already says, Tavi Olav Bracha, and the Rambam here in Igeris apparently once said on himself that he was never Mevatel the Minik. I saw on the side of the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, they bring for Abchan Kanievsky in the Sefer Orchas Yosher. So he has a whole Arichos on what he believes is a very important minhag, that people should try to be makbid on Tfilas Ezra. So he says a few things. Number one, Shailus Tshuvas Min HaShemayim Kosav, Shehishivu Loi, Shebeglal Sholei Toivlin, Ein HaTfilah Meskavel. That the reason we don't have such a good koyach HaTfilah today as we once did is because we're not makbid anymore on Tfilas Ezra, and it's because of that we have issues, She'ein HaTomei Makriv Karbin. Someone that's Tomei can't bring a carbon, and Tfilah is like a carbon. V'ze Goyrim Es Oirech HaGolos. Then he quotes the Rambam, that the Berhetev quotes, V'oid Hevi, Rizal Kosav, she'ein dover yoisim muchrich v'tzoruch elo odam b'inyin ha'asogok me'atfilah. If a person wants to achieve certain levels in ruchnias, there's nothing more critical to his game plan than to do tefilas Ezra. U'misayim ha'goyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky, she'hayoyim she'mitzuyim mikvois v'kal litvol. Today we're there are many mikvois, bevadei misha yochol roi loy lizor b'zeh. There's no question that people should be makbid. He says one other thing, I skipped that could he believes that the people that were zoicha, that their svarim were neskabel, b'chol tfutzis Yisrael, it's because they were makbid on tefilas Ezra. I don't know how he knows this, but it's interesting that's what he says. So this is the long and short from a halachic perspective as it relates to tefilas Ezra. I was talking two nights ago to Reb Mendy Jacobowitz. He showed me an interesting tshuva from the Debrecina Rav. So if somebody wants to be makbid on Tfilas Ezra, so you see in Tfilas Ezra there were certain kulas. You don't have to go into a mikvah. Mayim shu'uvim is going to be kosher. Not just that. If somebody dumps tisha kabin of mayim on top of you, that would be kosher as well. So the question, the shaila that the Ber Moshe discusses is what about a shower? A shower, could that constitute Tisha Kabin, or would that not constitute Tisha Kabin? So if somebody wants to be makbid, he doesn't want to go to the mikvah, it's too big of a tircha. What about a shower? Tisha Kabin works. If you need a mikvah, of course a shower is not a mikvah. But you see, Tisha Kabin mayim works. And it could be mayim shuvin, doesn't matter where the water's coming from. So what about a shower? See, he tells a story, does the Debrecina Rav. He says it happened about 23 years before he wrote this tshuva, and he was sitting at night together with the Divrei Yoel, the Satmer Rav, and Bosh Shaila Lefonov, im efshalei letayr lekeryoi b'mikvah tayram yesh lismoich ala shower. So he says that the Satmer Rav was sitting with the Debrecina Rav, and he turned to the Debrecina Rav and he says, why don't you answer this question? So he says, I'm really here because I'm being mishamish you. I want to hear what the Rebbe has to say. He says, no, zogateretz. So he says, avoloi hoyl, he didn't leave me. I had no choice but to give an answer. Amarti lois, I told him, Shebetshuvas Tzur Yaakov, Ro'isi La'after. He saw in the Shailos of Tshuvas Tzur Yaakov that he holds that a shower would be kosher for Tfilas Ezra. Lokach HaSefer, so the Sefer of when he took out the Sefer, V'ayim boy, he saw that the Tzur Yaakov said that a shower is okay, U'posa Kavase, and he passed him like him. He said it's fine. V'ashayla Hoya, with someone that was outside of the city, they mikvasham V'hovin. Yes, what he meant to say was it was a shasat chak, and that's why he allowed it, that it wasn't necessarily something that was likat chila. Then he told me that Reb Shmuel Felder tells people that if they want to be makbid on Tfilas Ezra, be soymich on tisha kabin with a shower. So how long do you have to sit in the shower? 3 minutes. So there's your 3 minute shower. That would be the equivalent of tisha kabin. Either way, on that note, we have a plot gemara to learn. Zok to gemara. So 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbi Bar Barchanu cholash. Rabbi Bar Barchanu was sick. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi both came to be Mavaka Choylo, Rabbi Bar Bar Chano. Bo mine, they asked Rabbi Bar Bar Chano the following question. Shaim Shavio, get from Dina Sayom. Two, it shluchim, bring a get from Dina Sayom. Tzrichan Shayom, Rubifaneiro Nachtav, Bifaneiro Nachtav. Oy, ain't Tzrichan. So do they have to say Bifanei Nachtav or not? So it was a whole sugya, the whole Daf Tezayin. But base, we had a little bit about it in the beginning of the Masacht as well. We saw two svaras, why maybe not. Number one, according to Rava, that the whole reason you say Bifanei Nachtav is So if you have two shluchim bringing the get anyways, it wouldn't be an issue. Number two, even according to Rabba, lefisha ein bekiyin l'shma, but la'acha shalomdu, where the only reason you say b'fanai nechtav is gzeira shem yachzar adavu l'kul kuloi, u'bemilsud le'shchicha le'gazer be'rabbanan, for two shluchim to bring a get is a milsud le'shchicha. So even according to Rabba, there was a svara suggested in the sugya that maybe you shouldn't have to say b'fanai nechtav. So this was the question that they asked Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Says the Gemara, Amar lohem, so he told them, ain't tzrichim, they don't have to, and I'll prove it to you. Because ma ilu yoimru b'faneinu girshom, miloim nehemni, if the two Edom would say that the woman is migureshes, forget bringing a get from Medina Sayyam, they would say that we witnessed the actual nesina of the get, wouldn't they be believed? So madach, they would be believed to say b'faneinu girshom, certainly they have to be believed with regards to that the husband made them into a shliach, and therefore, even without saying b'faneinu nechtav b'faneinu nechtam, the husband would not be able to come and be ma'ar and say that the get was a posel get. Ad hachi, as they're having this conversation, asa hu chavra. So Rashi says a chavra is a parsoi, a Persian officer, walked into their house, shakla l'shraga, he took away their lights. So Rashi says that the Persians had a certain day in the year they used to celebrate, where the custom was that you weren't allowed to have any light lit in your house. Only in the base of a Dazara, that's the only place you were allowed to have light. But inside a person's house, no candles, you couldn't have any form of light. So they were sitting and talking and learning, and they had a candle lit. So the chavra came and he took away the shraga. Omar. So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, Rachmana, he turns to Hashem and he says a tefillah, Oy betulach, either you take care of us, oy, or if you're not ready to redeem Klal Yisrael, the time for the Geula hasn't come yet, at least Betula de Bar Esav, get us away from the Persians. We'd rather be under the governance of Esav, of the Romans, because the Persians there, they don't even let us learn Torah. I can't even have a candle lit. So he was frustrated, and he turned to Hashem, Rachmana, oy betulach de Bar Esav. So the Gemara asks Akasha, name of the Rumoy, Malum Yiprasoy, you mean to say that it would be better to be under the Romans than it is under the Persians? But Tani Reb Chiya, my Dixiv was trying the Pasuk that says, Kim Haven Darka, Vu Yodas Mekoyma. What does that Pasuk mean? Yudea Kodesh Baruch Yisrael, She'en Yecholim, Lekabu Xeris from me. And this is after Churban Bayis Rishon, when the Yidden was sent into Gauls for the first time. Where were they sent into Gauls? Bavel. Why Bavel? So the Gemara says, because Hashem knew that it would be too difficult for the Yidden to be able to withstand the Xeris of the Romans. Amad, so he got up, the Igloisim Lebavel. So Hashem, instead of sending them to Rome, he sent them to Bavel. Now, who lived in Bavel? The Babylonians, but he also had the Persians and the Medes. They also lived in that area. Golas Bavel didn't last very long. It was very quickly replaced by Golas Paras Umadai. So it sounds like from this Gemara that it's actually better to be under the Memshala of Paras than it is under Rome. So the Gemara says, like Kasha, you talk about two different times of history. This is something that happened 800 years later. Ha, Mikam Dinei Sechavri Lebavel. Hello, Bill. Back in the time, by Golas Rishon, when the Yidden were all sent into Bavel, it was actually better to be in Bavel than it was to be in Rome. But now when these Chavroyim, these Parsiim, were living in Bavel, at that point it was actually worse, and that's why Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said the Sfila, he said, Rachmana, Oy Betulech, Oy Betula Debar Esav. So just two Ha'aras before we start the next Gemara. And that is the Ben Yehoyada on this Gemara, right here, says a Dover Nifla. He says that why was it necessary for the Gemara to tell this story? I mean, the Gemara ultimately is all about telling halachas. And the halach is, Naim Sheviu get Medina Sayyam. Tzrichin Sheyayim Rebufaneir Nachtav Ayetzrich. And we had a whole sugya of different Tanam and Amiram who chimed in, who had different opinions. So that's really the punchline of the story. So just tell us that. Why is it Negeya to tell that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was sick and they came to him Mavaka Choylo, and while they were being Mavaka Choylo, Bo Mine? So says the Ben Yehoyada, Lilametcha, She Shvachon, She Afa Pishanichasu Mavaka Choylo, Tayr is coming to teach us a very subtle lesson that even though they were coming to him, all they were talking about was Divrei Torah. My Shmer always says over, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Avigdor Miller. He says, Rabbi Miller used to always say this, that you find in the Gemara, very often the Gemara will give you a background, a history around a certain drasha. They were on a boat, they were going to buy meat for the chasana of so and so, and the point is always the same. The Gemara sometimes just gives us these little subtle messages that the Tanam, they were always learning Torah. It didn't matter if it was good times or bad times or difficult times, and a Tzara and a Simcha, they were always learning Torah. So that's what the Ben Yehoyada says right here. But then afterwards, he says a Dover Nifla, Adla Ma'od. It's a Kabbalistic idea. B'shem de B'nei Yisoscha. Today happens to be the B'nei Yisoscha's yard site. So I think it's definitely worth speaking out. So he says as follows. V'nira, ki min ha-shamayim nisgalgala she'elozu. This all played out min ha-shamayim. Kidei she'yoshev aleh tshuva me'en kal v'chaymer. He said the Shiloh that they asked Rabbi Bar Barchana wasn't a coincidence. The reason they asked him this Shiloh is because they knew the answer. The answer of whether or not two shluchim have to say b'fanai nechtav is really based on a kavu chaimer. Ma ilu yoyim b'faneinu gishom ilay mehemni. So certainly you should believe that shluchim without having to say b'fanai nechtav. He says the yodua amiras kavu chaimer mesugul rafua. It's a double yodua that if someone darshins a kavu chaimer, it's a skula rafua. What's the makar? Ukumeshakosev a rab b'nei yisos chazal. So I saw the Bnei Yisoscha inside. I'll tell you b'kitzur what he says. In Parshas Baloischa, when Miriam speaks Lashon Hara and she becomes a Metzora, Vayitzak Moshe El Hashem Lemer. So Moshe davens to Hashem and he says, Kel no, refa no la. He davens to Hashem, give her Miriam a refuah shalema. Vayemer Hashem al Moshe. Hashem turns to Moshe and he says, Madach, if someone's father gets upset at them. The halacha is, not the halacha, but the custom would be that for 7 days you have to be cast away. So if somebody does something to Hashem, certainly kal v'chomer, you'd have to be cast away as well. So Bnei Yisoscha brings from the Magid Mimezr that said he was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, that we know there's Yud Gimel Midah Shatayin Nedrashus Behem. There's also Yud Gimel Midah Sorachamim. Each one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayin Nedrashus Behem corresponds to one of the Yud Gimel Midah Sorachamim. So if somebody wants to be Ma'orer, the Yud Gimel Midah Sorachamim, he should darshan the drasha that corresponds to that Yud Gimel, that Midah Shatayin Nedrashus Behem, and by doing that, he will somehow be Ma'orer Rachmi Shamayim. The first of the Yud Gimel Midos is Kale. We'll see that in 1 second. The first of the Yud Gimel Midos Shater Nedrashus Behem is Kal V'chomer. Moshe Rabbeinu Davin to Hashem, Kale na Refa na la. He was Ma'ir the Midah of Kale for Miriam to have a Refuah Shalema. And the Magami message said is because the Shem Kale is the Shem of Refuah. And that's why he said, Kael na Rifa na la. What did Hashem tell Moshe back? Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, a kal v'chomer. Darshan this kal v'chomer. By darshaning this kal v'chomer, you will properly be ma'orer the midah of Kael. By being ma'orer the midah of Kael, like this, you'll have the Kael na Rifa na la. So either way, said the Ben Yoyada, kal v'chomer is a skula l'rafuah. That's why this story. Rabbi Bar Barchana, Cholash, they came in, they asked him this shayla of Shnaim Sheviu, get me Medina Sayam. The answer was based on a Kal V'chomer. They wanted Dafka that they should darshan this Kal V'chomer to be Ma'ir this thing. Now, this idea that the Bnei Yisoscha says that the first one of the Yud Gimel Midos is Kale is really very, a very controversial statement because the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yizayin Amud Beis, where Tosfos says a Sofik, what's the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Rachman? Hashem, Hashem, Kale Moli Rachman. There's two Hashems that are mentioned before the word Kale. And Tosfos Sofik here is Hashem Hashem 1, is Hashem Hashem 2, but either one, it's either 1 or 2. It's not 0. It doesn't start from Kale. It should really start from Hashem. So Bnei Yisoscha in another place discusses this. He says that's all Alpi Nigla, but Alpi Soid, he quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh, and he quotes from the Arizal as well, that the first of the Yud Gimel Midos is actually not Hashem Hashem, but the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Shirachamim is actually Kale. And it's interesting, he brings from the Tzlach, the Neidib Yehuda and the Drosha, with the Neidib Yehuda brought a riot to that. His riot was that we know that there's a bris krusa, that whenever Klal Yisrael says the Yud Gimel Midos Shirachamim, so they... Any tefillah that they answer, any tefillah that they request is not going to be unanswered, will be answered on some level. And the Yehuda said, it sounds like that's forever. Today, we cannot say the Shem Hashem. Hashem Hashem, the way we say it is not really the way it was meant to be said. So it's Pashut, said the Neidib Yehuda, that if Hashem was one of the Yud Gimel Midos, it would only work if you said it the way it's written, which was only mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. Outside of Beis HaMikdash, not something you're allowed to do. So today we wouldn't have the bris krusa of Yud Gimel Midos. And we know we do, because that was the bris Hashem gave Moshe l'dayrei dayres. So from the fact that the bris works, it's a raya that Hashem is not included in the Yud Gimel Midos Shorachamim. Where does it start? Not from Hashem. It actually starts from the word Kale. Very interesting. the Bnei Yisrael himself, he says, could be, this is already getting very Chassidish, that from the fact that you taught us to say the Yud Gimel Midas, that's a raya that where does the Yud Gimel Midas start from? Kale. From the fact that that's the raya, like the native Yehuda spoke out, that it all starts from Kale. But either way, it's not a coincidence that Rabbi Rabbi Chana was sick. It's also not a coincidence they asked him a shayla, the teretz to which was a kal v'chomer, similar to the way the Mezritcha Magid explained the psukim in the end of Parshas Bayaloscha, where Moshe is asking for a refuah. What does Hashem tell him? Darshan a kal v'chomer. They wanted him to darshan this kal v'chomer. Maybe that would be the skula for him to have a refuah shalema. And there's one final ha'ara, and that is, so the Gemara over here discusses the Chavriyan, the Parsian. These were Persians that lived in the times of Amiram that apparently were causing some tzaras. So I'll tell you something interesting. There's a medrash in Esther. The medrash says as follows. Paras. Lama koyunaisa paras. Why is Persia called Paras? Says the medrash, Shekibla es hamalchus prusos. Because when Paras received the malchus, so it was destined at the beginning of time that Paras one day would reign, they would be king. So they weren't given it in one swoop, like Bavel. Bavel had their moment of glory, then they fell off the face of the earth. Raimi, etc. Paras wasn't like that. Kibla es hamalchus prusos prusos. They got it in bits and pieces. Three times they had their malchus. Echad bimei tardo, the echad bimei adarkiyon, the echad, and this is the punchline of this medrash, la'asud lava, in the end of this. So it's interesting. Who is adarkiyon? So the Radal says, he lived in the times of the Amiram. So it could be this episode that happens when the Persians are causing tzaras. This is related to the bimei adarkiyon that's referred to over there. But the reason I'm mentioning this is I thought it was interesting that la'asud lava, the Gemara, the medrash says, Paras is going to be a player. Who's Persia? Iran. Paras Umadai is what today would be North and South Iran. So Paras of yesteryear is the Iran of today, and it's Chazal that one day Paras, at the end of days, is going to be a player. The truth is, it's Mufurish Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Beis. The Gemara over there famously says, "Dorish Rab Chanina Bar Papa Lasud Love Maybe Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah Hashem is going to bring a Sefer Torah Umenicha Becheka." First Gemara Avodah Zarah, and he's going to say, "Lamisha Osak by anyone that learned Torah Yavav Yitol Schara." So all the nations are going to come, and they're going to want to get reward for the fact that they learned Torah. So the Gemara plays out how two of the nations are going to make their request. First, Roimi is going to come, and Roimi is going to say, give us char. So Hashem's going to tell Raimi, did you learn Torah? He says, well, not quite. We didn't really learn Torah. However, we did things to facilitate Torah. Harbi shvokim takninu, harbi merchatzoy sasinu, harbi kesed vizav herbinu, v'kulam lo yasinu, alba shvili yisrael, kadesh yaskim v'Torah. We did everything to learn Torah. Avalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is going to tell Raimi, shaitim shaba'ilam, fools that you are. You really did it for Klai Yisrael. Kol nashe asisim l'tzarech atzmechem asisim. Once spoke out the Brisker Rav in this Sefer Al HaTorah, shaitim, not shaitim. I mean, they're shaitim, but they're liars. Shakranim Shabbailam. Why didn't Hashem say Sharfer? Said Rizkarov, because they're really telling the truth. Everything that happens, happens for Klal Yisrael. Everything that happens, happens for the Torah. What they said was Emes. They didn't lie. What they did was for Klal Yisrael. They just shaitim, because that wasn't their kavan. But either way, then the Gemara goes on to explain what Paras is going to say. And then the Gemara stops. So the Gemara asks Akasha, that why are you only playing out Roimi and Paras? What about all the other nations? They're also going to come. So the Gemara says, we didn't mention everybody. Why those two? Says the Gemara, the Hanach Moshchi b'Malchusayu ad Asim Meshicha. Because in the end of days, they're going to be players. Roimi is going to be a player, which usually represents Edoin in Chazal, and Paras is going to be a player as well. So you have Iran mentioned, it's a Gemara Yuma Dafyud, and other places as well, being an important player on the international political scene at the end of days. Either way, zok the Gemara weiter. Echad ayim b'fanei nechta, v'shnayim ayim b'faneinu nechtam, kosher. So the first Mishnah in the second parak was similar to the first Mishnah in the first parak. The first Mishnah, the first parak was straightforward. Hamevi get medina sayam, what he has to do. Tzarech sheyayim b'fanei nechta v'b'fanei nechta. So if the shliach would get it right, everything would be fine. In the second parak, the first Mishnah, the Shliach gets it wrong. He said b'fanei nechtav, not b'fanei nechtav. There were two shluchim. One said b'fanei nechtav, one said b'fanei nechtav. B'fanei nechtav kuloi, b'fanei nechtav chetzioi. The last case of the Mishnah was where echad oimra b'fanei nechtav, v'shnayim oimru b'faneinu nechtam, and the Mishnah says, kosher. Amrab ami, amrab yoichana. Loishanu elosh haget yoitza b'tach ziyade iksiva. The only time the get is going to be kosher, where one says b'fanei nechtav, and two say b'fanei nechtam, is if the one that said b'fanei nechtav was a shliach. Why? Because being that the Chachamim believe the Shliach to say Befanei Nechtav, Nasu Kishnayim Alzesti, it's as if two Edim, therefore, are saying Edos of Befanei Nechtav. On the Befanei Nechtam side, you anyways have two Edim, Ukishnayim Alzeh. So you have two Edim on the Ksiva, you have two Edim on the Ksiva. On the Ksima, that's why it's going to be Kosh. Abu Mitachas Yad Edi Chesima. But let's say it's the two that are saying Befaneinu Nechtam, that are the shluchim, so that the one that said Befanei Nechtav is not a shliach, puzzle, then it's going to be puzzle. Because then you don't have anybody saying Eidos on the Ksiva. So if the one that said Befanei Nechtav was a shliach, then it's kosher. Because you have the Takanas Chachamim of Befanei Nechtav for the Ksiva, and you have a regular kosher to Eidim on the Ksima. But if it's the two that are saying Befaneinu Nechtam that are the shluchim, the one that's saying Befanei Nechtav is not a shliach, so if he's not a shliach, there's no Takanas Chachamim that he's believed, so you don't have a Befanei Nechtav. If you don't have a Befanei Nechtav, all you have is two Edim saying Befaneinu Nechtam, the halach is, it's going to be possible. But says the Gemara, what do you see from where Avami said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Almukasavar, Shnaim Sheviu get from Dina Sayam, Tzrichan Sheyoimru, Befaneinu Nechtav, Befaneinu Nechtam. That if two Shluchim bring a get from Dina Sayam, they have to say Befaneinu Nechtam. Because if you're going to tell me that when two Shluchim bring a get, they don't have to say Befaneinu Nechtam, and this is all a moot point. Because if there are two people saying Befaneinu Nechtam, that means it's two Shluchim. If there's two Shluchim, they anyways don't have to say Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam. So from the fact that Ami said the name Rabbi Yochanan, that the Mishnah is discussing Dafka where the one saying Befanei Nechtav is the Shliach. But if the ones saying Befaneinu Nechtav are the Shluchim, it would be possible, as I say, Meres, that even if there are two Shluchim, you need Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam. And being that you don't have the Befanei Nechtav, all you have is the Befaneinu Nechtam, it's for that reason it's going to be possible. Amalei Rav Asi, so Rav Asi said, if you're of the opinion that two Shluchim that bring a get from Dinas Hayom need to say Befaneinu Nechtav, Befaneinu Nechtav, Ela Meyato, so it should come out, Reisha, the previous halacha in the Mishnah, diktani shnayim oimer befaneinu nechtav, where it was the reverse. That was yesterday's daf, where two shluchim said befaneinu nechtav, the echad oimer befanei nechtam, pasul. Rabbi Yehuda Machsher, but the Chachamim said possible. I feel like get Yoytzim Betachsi Dei Shneim Pasli Rabbanon. Will the Rabbanon say it's possible even if two brought it? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Good Cheshbon. Even if two people bring it, you still have to say Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtav. I mean that they got it wrong. Therefore, it's going to be possible. Says the Gemara, Zimnen Ashkechei Deyosev Ekomar. Sometime later, Rav Asi saw Rav Ami, and he was saying the following halacha. Da'afilu get Yoytzim Betachsi Dei Eidech Hasimo Kosher. Said a different halacha in the Mishnah regarding the last halacha that said that if one says Befanei Nechtav and two say Befanei Nechtav, the get is going to be kosher. He said that even if the shluchim were the ones saying Befaneinu Nechtam, so that you don't have any kosher person saying Befanei Nechtav, even then it's going to be kosher. What would be the svara? Ayini Befanei Nechtav? Very simple. The reason it's kosher is because you have two shluchim. By two shluchim, you don't need to say Befanei Nechtav at all. Amalei Ravasi. So Ravasi told him, Elamayato. Again, same cheshbon. Reisha diktani shnayim oimer Befaneinu Nechtav. Ve'echad oimer Befanei Nechtam posel. Rabbi Yehuda Machsher. Taima de'ein haget yoytzim betachzei de'shneim. Haget yoytzim betachzei de'shneim. Machsher Rabbanon. If you hold that two shluchim don't have to say Befaneinu Neinu Nechtam, Befaneinu Nechtam. That means the ratio that said, where two said Befaneinu Nechtam, and one said Befanei Nechtam, it's possible. Obviously, the two were not Shluchim, because if they were Shluchim, it'd be kosher. You don't have to say anything. So the Gemara, Amalein, he said, absolutely. But he told them that we have a steer of Azim and Loyamit Lanachi. Meaning, you have two stories. Once Rav Ami said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Mishnah has to be talking about that Shnaim Sheviu, Gebdina Sayyam, Trichin Sheyamru. And then you have a whole Rav Asi where he said, Shnaim Sheviu, Gebdina Sayyam, Ain't Sarach Sheyamru. So he told them back, Amalei, it's true. I flip-flopped, I was chaser, but what you should pay attention to is the second thing that I said, and not only should you pay attention to it, but yosedu, it's like a peg, shaloi tomut, that's stuck in the ground, that shouldn't budge. It's just his dramatic way of saying that this is absolutely the halacha, like the latter part. So we had a lot of almost redundant gemaras. Obviously, every gemara has an halacha or a lundis or a svara that we need to take out of. But from the big picture perspective, just a lot of different gemaras where the gemara is discussing the same idea. Two shluchim bring a get memdina sayam. Do they have to say Befaneinu Nechtav or not? Rabba, Rava, different svaras. There's a Tosfos on that Beis Amidbeis that we never even spoke out. But either way, there's a lot here. And on that note, we turn our attention to the second big sugya here Masecht is Gittin. It's like a real Gittin, the Gesugya, and that is the Sugya of Zman. Zok the Mishnah. Nichtav bayoim, v'nechtam bayoim. So a get is a shtar. And because it's a shtar, it has to be dated. So you write a document, you're supposed to date the document. Once upon a time, people wrote very formal letters, formal documents. There's a place on the paper where you're supposed to date it. A get isha has to have a get. Has to have a date. Says the Mishnah, what happens if a get was written during the day? Now, if it was written during the day, the zman that was put into the get was when it was written. Because when the sofer sits down to write the get, that's when he dates it. V'nechtam bayoyim, and it was signed later that same day. Or balayla, the get was written at night. V'nechtam balayla was signed later that night. Balayla, or better, it was written at night. V'nechtam bayoyim, and it was signed later that day. Kosher. In all these three cases, it's going to be kosher. Being that the get was written and signed on the same day, there's no reason for the get to be possible. Even though it didn't happen in the same 5 minutes, that's okay. But as long as it's on the same day, it's going to be kosher. B'yoyim, what if the get was written during the day? V'nechtam b'layla was first signed that night, so that the get was written and signed on two different days. Possible, then it's going to be possible. And the reason it's going to be possible is, very simply, because the get doesn't go into effect when the sefer writes the get. The get goes into effect when the Edom signed the get. But being that the get was dated on a previous day, it was signed, written on one day and signed on another day, if people look at the get, they're going to be misled in terms of when the get actually went into effect. And they're going to think that this woman got divorced one day earlier than she really got divorced. Bad things can come from that. We'll see in the Gemara what. And as a result, possible. Rav Shimon Machshir. Oh, very good, very good. So the Gemara is going to touch on it, but we'll see more about that tomorrow. Rav Shimon Machshir. I mean, what happened to the Edom Asira? Right. Meaning, you could write a get from today till tomorrow. If you don't hand the get over, right. I mean, forget Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. The Torah says, V'nasam v'yada. If you don't hand the get over, she doesn't become a gureshes. Rav Shimon Machshir. Rav Shimon says that it's fine. Even though the get was written and signed on two different days, still it's going to be kosher. Hey, Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon used to say, a regular shtar momoin that's written and signed on two different days is possible. Because there's a lot of monetary ramifications that can really get messed up. More about Rav Shimon later. Chutz mi gittei nashim, as are supposed to gittei nashim, where there's no real monetary consequences. So if there's no monetary consequences, no big deal. Written, signed, it doesn't matter. It's going to be kosher. Either way, the Mishnah presupposes one very basic halacha. And that is that just like a shtar moment has to have a zman, a get isha has to have a zman as well. Zok tigumar itma v'tnei ma tiknu zman v'gittei. Why the chachamim make a takana that a get should have a zman? Rashi's lashon is first Rashi in the Gemara, kim in the lav shtore de guvainu, being that you're not being teveya mamoin with this star, so what's the difference? Why is it relevant? Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, mishum basa choysoy. So whenever you have a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, you know you're learning a big sugya. So Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, mishum basa choysoy. The reason is because we're concerned that a man may be married to his niece. Is a man allowed to marry his niece? We'll talk about that tomorrow. But concerned that a man may be married to his niece, and because he's married to his niece, he has a special rachamim for his niece. What's going to happen if she's mezana tachtov? Now, usually, if a married man finds out that his wife was mezana, he's probably not looking out for her. But being that it's bas hachoysoy, so over here, he's going to be somewhat considerate to her. She now is supposed to be killed. I have an idea. Give her a get. Don't take the get. And go to Bezdin and tell Bezdin, oh, she was divorced already 6 months ago. She wasn't in Asia when this whole thing went down. And as a result, you can't do anything. That's a problem, because this woman really is Chayv Misa. And now you're not killing her. So for that reason, the Chachamim said, you can't just do that. The Sofer has to write a date. Oh, if he writes a date, the Sofer's not going to lie. You're not going to get Edom to sign on a get where the date is wrong. As a result, you're never going to run into this issue. There's a very important Tosa on this Gemara. This is going to be for tomorrow's daf, where Tosa asks Akasha, is that true? If you would walk into Bezdin, a woman would walk into Bezdin, and she would have a get that says she was divorced, but we have no idea when she was divorced. We also know that she was mezana. Would we? Is it so posh that we wouldn't kill her? Rabbi Yochanan's worried that he's going to give her a get without his man. She'll pull out the get. Can't kill me. I was divorced. How do you know? How do you know I wasn't divorced? Freik Toisvis, if you ask me, it's a sofik. What do you do when you have a sofik? Chazaka. Her chazaka is Eishes Ish. We know she was married. We don't know when she got divorced. Misafik, we should kill her. Azayfrek Toysis. This Toysis was Marish, Alomais, Rabki Deger, the Amni Maluim. There's a lot of very geschmack arrayed with regards to Sveikis and Chazokis that come from, this is actually the small Toysis on the Yomid. It's small, but it's packed. It's Lomdish. But either way, that's Rabbi Yochanan said why the Chavim made it Takon of Zan. Rishlokish is a different reason. Mishon Peres. No, there's actually a monetary cheshbon. Why? Because as long as a couple are married, if a woman has Nechsem Alug, who eats the Peres of the Nechsem Alug? We learned all those Gemaras and then the Masechtas Ksuvas, the husband gets to eat the Peres and Nechsem Alug. As soon as she's divorced, he has no schusin them anymore. We're concerned that a man's going to divorce his wife, he's not going to put his man on the get, he's going to continue to eat the Peres. She's going to take him to court, she's going to sue him, they're going to stand in front of a judge and say, what are you talking about? I got divorced yesterday. No, he didn't. I got divorced 3 years ago. So go fight it out. So to prevent this from happening, Chavim said, you put his man like this, you draw a line in the sand, you have nothing to worry about. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish, my time, Alam Kabyechen. Why do Reish Lakish not Alam Kabyechen on Malach? He's going to tell you, Znus Leishchicha. I don't believe that Chavim made it Takana because it's Nus, because Nus is something that's Leishchicha. Incidentally, Tap Toysis. Toysis asks Akash, is it so Poshit that Znus Leishchicha? The first Mishnah Masechtas Ksubis, Psula Nisas, Liyay Mervi. Why? What are we worried about? We're worried that the husband thinks she's a psula. Really, she's a ba'ula. She's an eshesish that was mezana tachas bailas feksfeka pesach pesuach tainas psulim. The whole first parak of Masechtas Ksubis is predicated on a takanas chachamim that the chachamim were worried that a woman was mezana tachas bailas. I thought it's no sloy shchicha. So Tosfos asks the kasha here, getting your zayin of the days. Tosfos also asks the kasha in Masechtas Ksubis daf Beis Amud Aleph, but either way, Tosfos says many truths into this kasha. One teretz Tosfos says is that it could be Znus is Shchiach, but Znus with Edom and Asra, that's already for sure Milsad Leishchicha. To kill someone would mean that you got to the point of Edom Asra. That's something that is certainly going to be Leishchiach. Another teretz Tosfos says is that you have to always do a cost-benefit analysis, meaning what are you worried about? In the Shem Yechapa Basach Leisai. Maybe she was Mizana, even though it's Leishchiach, and what? And you're not going to kill her? Okay. In Besul and Nisli Em Revi, what are you worried about? Maybe she was Mizana, you're living with her, Be'isser. Oh, that's something that you have to be worried about. Tosfos, top Tosfos here on the Yomid. Rabbi Yochanan, my time, I love Rish Lakish. Why did Rabbi Yochanan not learn like Rish Lakish? Says the Gemara, Kasavar, Yesh Lo Bal Peris, Achas Nesino. The Peris is a moot point, because the husband anyways gets to eat Peris, not from the time, not up until the time the get is written, not up until the time the get is signed, but up until the Nesinas I get. So you want to know whether he's entitled or not. I don't care if there was a Zman or there was no Zman. The Zman of the get is irrelevant. What's relevant is, when was the get handed over from husband to wife? And to know the answer to that question, you need to speak to the Eidah Mesira regardless. So this is not a question for Eidah Chasima. This is not a question for the Sofer. This is a question for the Eidah Mesira. And therefore, this can't be the reason that you need Zman Begittin. See, we have two reasons here in the Gemara. Why the Chachamim ever instituted this takana of a get Isha needing a Zman. So now the Gemara brings us back to our Mishnah. Bishlam the Reish Lakish. Bishlam according to Reish Lakish that said that the reason the Chachamim made a takana that a get Isha has to have a Zman is because of Peiros. Mishum Hachi Kamachsha Reb Shimon. So I could understand Shitas Reb Shimon in our Mishnah. Who was Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon in the Mishnah was discussing a case where the get had a Zman, but it was a Zman Muktim. What does Muktim mean? The get was written on one day and it was signed on a later day. So there was a Zman there. But the Zman suggests the day that the get was written, not the day that the get was actually signed. The Chachamim said, that's a problem. Just like you need a Zman, you have to have the right Zman. Reish Lakish said, no, it's fine. As long as it's a Zman, everything is going to be okay. So what's Pshat in Reb Shimon? So what's Pshat in this Reb Shimon? So the Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, I can understand Reb Shimon's Shita. Pshat in Reb Shimon probably is that he holds that a woman, the husband, loses his Peiros Nechsem Ilug as soon as the get is written. Not as soon as the get is signed. As soon as the get is written. So as long as you know the day that the get was written, as it relates to the Peiros issue, you're not going to have a problem. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say it's not based on the time that the get is written, it's based on the time that the get is signed. Rabbi Yochanan, by the way, who didn't learn like Reish Lakish, he says, because it's not telling when it was written, it's not telling when it was signed, it's telling when it was actually handed over. But at least there's a mahalach here to understand the machlokes, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. They're arguing, when does the husband lose his schus, Peiros Nechsem Ilug? Is it the Shas Ksivas Haget, or is it the Shas Chsimas Haget? El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason the Chachamim made a takana of Zman is Shema Yechapel Basachoisoy. So my time in the Reb Shimon, the Machsher, how can Reb Shimon hold its kosher? To the extent that you need a Zman, you should have to get the right Zman. So if you have to get the right Zman, what's Pshat its kosher? And Rashi just adds to the Gemara's kasha, what will happen is if a man finds out that his niece, who is his wife, was Mizana at 10 o'clock in the morning, so he's going to quickly go, he's going to write a get, he'll get the right day, but it will be a muktim, and you're going to end up getting messed up. So says the Gemara, so if the whole shash is Shem Yichap al Bas HaChoysoy, a get muktim should be as puzzle as a get that doesn't have any zman as well. Says the Gemara, Amalach Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan is going to tell you, Alibid Rabbi Shimon Leikamina. I agree that Rabbi Shimon and the Mishnah obviously held that the reason the Chachamim were Mesakin zman is not Shem Yichap al Bas HaChoysoy. Because if he was worried about Shem Yichap al Bas HaChoysoy, just like a get with added zman as puzzle, a get with the wrong zman would also be possible. He must have held that the reason the Chachamim made the takana was Rish Lakish. He also held that the husband loses his chus peris nachsam elog from the shas ksiva, and that's why, as long as we know the zman when the get was written, that in itself is going to be fine. Says Rabbi Yechon, what did I mean when I said that the takana's Chachamim of zman was Shem Yichab Abasachaysoy? Ki kamina libi the Rabbanim. I was talking according to the Rabbanim, meaning in Rabbi Yechon's world, the beer in the machloikis, Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim and the Mishnah is goofa why the Chachamim were ever Mesakin zman. According to the Chachamim, it's Shem Yichab Abbas HaChoysai. Even though it's Lishchiach, they were concerned about that. So just like you need Zman, you have to have the right Zman. According to Rish Lakish, it was Mishum Peiros. So as long as you have the Zman of when the get was written, that's going to be fine. So no Zman, that's a problem. But if you have a Zman, even if it's Muktim, it's okay. Because we don't care when the Edom signed. What we care about is when the Sefer wrote the get. And as long as the Sefer dated it properly, when he actually wrote the get, even if it didn't get signed until a week later, that's not of our concern. So the Gemara on that note follows through. I understand the machloikis Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. Machloikis is gufa why the Chachamim ever made the takana of zman begitin el ole Reish Lakish my ikka bein Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. But according to Reish Lakish, that nobody holds Shem Yichab Abbas HaChoysai. Everybody holds that the reason the Chachamim made the takana of zman was because of Peiros. So what's this beer in the Machlokes Rav Shimon Rabbanon, whether a Shtar Muktim is going to be kosher or a Pasul? So the Gemara says very simple, Peri the Meshas Ksiva Vaad Shas Chasima Ikebeinayo. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara, the Machlokes says, when does the husband lose the Peiros Nachsimalog? Does he lose it from the Shas Ksiva Saget? Or does he lose it from the Shas Ksiva Saget? Koit Rav Shimon, it's the Shas Ksiva Saget. So as long as you have the right date of when the get was written, you're okay. According to the Chachamim, it's the Shas Chasima Saget. And being it's Shas Chasima Saget, you can't have a Shtar Muktim. Because if you're going to look at a Shtar Muktim, you're going to think the Edom signed when the Shtar is dated, and it's really dated improperly. So the Machloikis is, meaning those Peres that the Nechsim Milug produced during the Ksiva Saget and the Ksiva Saget, who's entitled to those Peres? That's the core of the Machloikis, Reb Shimon and Rabbanon in our Gemara. Either way, we had a machloikis in the beginning of the sugya, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, why the Chachamim were Mesakin Zman? According to Rabbi Yochanan and Shem Yichab Abbas HaChoysai, according to Reish Lakish and Mishum Peiros. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish, my time alone with Rabbi Yochanan, it's no slishchi. Chachamim wouldn't make a takana for a chash that a ishis ish was Mazan at Achaz Bad. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone with Reish Lakish, Kasova Yesh Lobal Peiros at Chas Nasina. He says the whole conversation is a moot point because the husband doesn't lose his Nach Peiros Nach Samalok with the Shas Ksiva. He doesn't lose it with the Shas Chesima. He loses it with the Shas Nesina. Freik the Gemara, v'ipchash amin alo. Have a problem. The Itmar we learned. Meimis ha-mitzin le-peiros. When does a husband lose his peiros nechsem alo? Rabbi Yochanan amar, mishas ksiva. V'reish lakish amar mishas nesina. It's just the opposite of our sugyo. Here it's Reish Lakish who says it's the Shas Nesina. And Rabbi Yochanan says just Shas Ksiva, says the Gemara, epoch. Flip it around. One last Gemara. Omele abay le Rabbi Yosef. Gimel gittim psulim v'im nisav lakosh. We had this in the first paragraph. The three gittin that are pasul midrabanan. However, midai raiso, it's a good get, so that if a woman gets a get like this, and she marries somebody, has a child, the vlad's going to be a kosher. It's a get that's kosher midai raiso, pasul midrabanan. One of the gittin is a get that has no zman. Freik the Gemara, I don't understand. If you're telling me that the Chachamim made a takana of zman, for really important reasons, either Shem Yichab al Bas HaChoysai, or because of Peiros, then how could the Rabbanim themselves say that Pidyevit it's going to be okay? So if somebody finds himself in a situation like this man who's married his niece and she was Mezana Tachtov, he needs to somehow bail her out, so okay, we'll rely on a Pidyevit. But if it works Pidyevit, May ho ilu chachamim betakonosom, says the Gemara, hanu de lekatchilo loitinose. Yeah, at least it helps on some level. Lekatchilo. But the Gemara says, Gazio lizmandi de fiyoven le mai. What would happen if you would cut this man? They wrote this man, and then they would cut it out. Mai, what would be over there? Meaning the Gemara answered that lekatchila sofer is never going to write a get without his man. Okay, fine. So I mean, it's hard to find this kind of situation. But the Chachamim saying that it's not lekatchila, it's less likely that it could ever happen. But the Gemara asks Akasha, what if somebody pulls out a get that has something torn? So it's clear that there was something else written there once. Now, we don't know what it was, or maybe it's not clear, but either way, there's no Zman now. It's going to be fine, because Bidyevit, without Zman, it's always okay. So even if you're telling me, the Katchila, you're not going to get a Sofer to do it, but he'll just cut it out. What's the big deal? Amalei l'ramai l'chashinan. Interesting. So you have to understand that Chachamim got into the psyche of people. We're worried that he's being mechapa abasachoisoi, but we're not worried that he's going to ever tear out the Zman of a get to be mechapa abasachoisoi.